Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
At the club, Club 1080.
Make that up because...
Mac and cheese!
Doop doop at the end.
That swing spelled S-W-I-N-J.
Yeah!
He's not hard, Jason.
Basically, you should be able to reach around and grab it and pull on it and release yourself.
Ah! Well played, Mike. Well played. We're not even supposed to be here. The company holiday party is going on right now. And the big boss told me that she was talking to our small boss that we were going to get this last hour off so that we could go party. Yeah, that didn't happen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I forgot the company party was today, so I'm not going.
What else?
I guess
you
we
do?
Were supposed to RSVP or something.
Who cares?
I don't know.
Come on by. You got an open bar.
We'll see.
That's code for no. No one does an all see more than me. I invented all see. Hey, you coming to that thing? Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. That's no.
Yeah.
You got something going on?
No.
You got a lady friend happening?
No. I don't know. I'm not really in the mood to be social tonight, to be honest with you.
Oh, Mike, it's the holidays, man. It's Hanukkah. We're in the midst of Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Come be merry. Yeah. Let's have some matzo balls and let's drink. Let's go.
I love that matzo ball is your go-to.
Well, it's the only real Jewish food that I can really think of. Latkes.
We did go to a Jewish deli when we were there, which was my girlfriend's first time having a Jewish deli.
Yeah.
And we went to a place that's famous for their portion size, which some Jewish delis are known for just like stacking the meats just for like pictures worth.
Mm-hmm.
We went to one that was like that, and I had never seen their matzo ball soup before. Someone ordered it.
Yeah.
The matzo ball was the size of like a soccer ball.
Mm.
It was insane.
Can I make a controversial statement?
Okay.
There are some dishes, especially sandwiches, where there's too much meat. There really is. Like when you get a club sandwich and, or even like with the burger, and it's like 9 inches tall, you can't really eat the thing. You have to deconstruct it. There reaches a point, like a line of demarcation where you just need to make me two sandwiches. Like there is such a thing as just being too much. It's like when you get a cocktail, right? Like I admit I have strong pours. If you ask me, like if you're at my house and you say, hey, make me a drink. If you've been to my house and you've had beverages, and unless you want something that's very strong, you got to kind of remind me and be like, hey, just normal. I'm like, because I like a strong pour. There's going to be a little bit more in mine than would be traditional. But there does reach a point where that ruins a cocktail, right? Like it's completely out of balance.
Right.
It's the same thing with a sandwich. Like no one wants like a skimpy sandwich, but there does reach a point of the same thing with a burger where you have just too much and you can't consume it.
Well, rest in peace. I believe this place is officially closed in COVID. I liked their food, but they had way too big burgers. Was tilt. If you put, you know, Tilt burgers were gigantic.
Is Tilt completely gone?
I think it's gone.
Boy, I like Tilt. They had the same thing with like those giant tots.
Yeah. But the burger, like, you couldn't take a bite of it.
Yes,
if
that's
you tried
what
to stretch your jaw around it, it would literally break your jaw.
Yes.
What this place does, it's called Harold's. What they do is they bring you a plate of bread. Like, they give you like 8 slices of bread because they know you can't eat the size of the sandwich. And then what you do is you make little mini sandwiches with the meat that you chose on
yes,
your sandwich.
Fajitas. It's a fajita thing. You can't take an entire thing of fajitas and shove it into one tortilla. So they make you, they portion it out and you make your own. Yep. That is genius on a sandwich.
Yep. So they just get, like, we ordered it with rye, which is very typical. And they give you a bunch of rye bread. And what you do is you take the top off the sandwich and then you just take the pastrami. I have a pastrami. And I always like to mix my pastrami with chopped liver, which I know sounds disgusting to a lot of people, but
what?
I absolutely love it.
Like raw liver?
Chopped liver.
What's like, is that cooked?
I don't know. It's a part of a Jewish deli experience. I have no idea what it is, but I think it tastes good.
Mike, that's disgusting. Your people, I mean, we need to upgrade your food.
Jewish food is not necessarily very good.
No.
But that's okay. But the pastrami is delightful.
Yeah.
And I made little mini sandwiches of my little combination that I wanted, and it was delightful.
Yeah.
So much fun.
There's just, there reaches a point where it's just, it's too much. I am so with you on the Tilt burger. And plus, then when you're done, your whole face, especially if you have any facial hair, it's just disgusting. Because you, in order to try to get your mouth around it, it just gets everywhere. And it's on your, it's just gross. And then you're having to like cut your burger like into sections. And even then, it's just, it's not efficient. There does reach a point where it can be too much. That being said, Mike, come to our holiday party. Be set. I feel like you need a little festive. You need some festivus in your life. You need something to kind of cheer you up. Let's go get wildly drunk on the company's dime. Come on. It's Hanukkah, man. We're in the middle of Hanukkah. Let's go. Let's break out the yarmulkes and let's do this.
I didn't even like wear any. I'm just wearing like a t-shirt.
Is that what it is?
No.
Are you afraid of being Sprague?
No. I just don't. I don't know. I don't really feel like going. That's all.
Your death metal shirt?
Just not in the mood.
Like when Sprague showed up to your wedding reception wearing an old ratty t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. And then he borrowed something from like the wait staff. That was funny.
That was fantastic. That is
I also didn't judge him because I would have done the same thing probably at some point in my life. And
yes.
I did to your father's funeral.
Yeah, it was wonderful. But yes, you had your wedding reception and Sprague showed up wearing like a Coors Light t-shirt. And everyone else, it was a somewhat formal affair. And he did. He went and borrowed like a waiter's jacket.
Well, he got like a button-up shirt. They had an extra one that was like, because we did it at a hotel. So there was they had some extras and he wore that. It was funny. Good laugh.
Oh, that's just good times. Good times. Oh, so Operation Best Friend.
Yes, we only have a minute, so you might want to save it.
No, I'll get it in here.
Okay.
So Operation Best Friend. Well, I got no time. Like, the clock means nothing to me at this point.
Well, but I know this is a segment worth of a story. I don't want you to cram it into one segment.
Then what if I want to cram it? All right, here's what we do. We'll break.
See, we're already killing time here. It's fine.
I'll just set it up here.
Please do.
2 summers ago, so not this, well, I guess not this summer, but the summer before that, Operation Best Friend went into full effect. In that for years, all I've wanted out of life is a raccoon best friend. It really would make my life complete. I would trade every animal I own and probably a child or two. I've got some extra. I'm pretty sure my girlfriend thinks that she would be replaced by a raccoon as well. I'm not willing to go that far, but look, she's in danger depending on how uppity she is on any given day.
Ooh.
I want a raccoon best friend in the worst possible way. And one magical summer, out of nowhere, raccoons started showing up in my backyard.
As if they heard your call.
Yes. Just all of a sudden, they were there. And I was like, holy God, they're right here. Let's make this happen.
And then last year, you thought Operation Best Friend was continuing, but it turned out to be possums.
It turned out to be possums. So I had like a week where I was trying to lure the raccoons to me, right? Because all I would do is I saw them in, they would be like up in a tree very high. And other people would see them like on the fence line, but it was always when I wasn't home. It was almost as if the raccoons were taunting me. And then they just vanished. They were gone and they were replaced by possums. I got possums back there all the time. I got possums. I got rabbits. I haven't seen a raccoon in well over a year.
Well, you did say that they saw a raccoon, but you were not there.
Yeah, but that was still like a year ago.
Okay.
I figured at this point that the raccoons had moved on.
Well, and your dogs hate the animals in the backyard.
And so I just figured that that's what it is. The raccoons had heard the tales of my treatment of possums, or they knew that stuff was just dying in my backyard, or the dogs or whatever, and that the raccoons had just decided that I was no longer friend to the wonderful world of the raccoon, and they were gone. And I just had kind of, I have just accepted my fate that I was not meant to be best friends with a raccoon. And I really did consider Operation Best Friend dead. And then this weekend happened. When we come back, Operation Best Friend, very much alive.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So to set the stage again, I've completely given up on the idea that I'm ever going to become best friends with a raccoon. Haven't seen one in well over a year. So it's Saturday night. I'm sitting around. I got a fire pit going out in the backyard. And I'm eating pizza and I'm wildly drunk.
And like, this is last night.
This is, Saturday.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I thought you said you were going to get back on the horse. I'm thinking, he's not.
Oh, this was right in the middle. In fact, this was the day before my realization that I had just been eating and drinking like an absolute monster. Like this. So this is like peak. Like that whole Saturday, I ate from when I woke up, let's go like 8:30 in the morning, till probably 1:30 to 2 at night. I don't think there was an hour where I wasn't shoving something in my face.
So much for intermittent fasting, huh?
Right? You ever have one of those days? Like
I usually don't go that crazy. There are days sometimes where I'll go to like Market of Choice or New Seasons or Zupan's and get myself like a lot of small things because they have all those little pasta salads and you can get a sandwich or you can get like the pre-made this or that. And I'll just kind of pick at stuff throughout the day. But there's not a day normally where every hour I'm eating, no.
Well, I woke up and there was just a bunch of like still holiday leftovers, Thanksgiving leftovers that were still out. And then like I took my kids out and we went to like one of those Big Al's type places. And so we ate there. And then I came home and my lady friend had some friends over and she had got pizza. And so there was pizza there. It was just like at every turn. There was something new and delicious. I'm like, well, I haven't eaten you yet. Let's just go ahead and do this. So I get the fire going outside, and now I've been out there for several hours, and I'm well in the bag at this point. And I'm just kind of
sick. It must take you a lot to get really drunk, too.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you're eating that much. You must have put down a ton of liquor.
You can say it was impressive, or you can say it was a cry for help. Sometimes they're two sides of the same coin. It was a little rough. So I'm feeling quite comfortable at this point. And I'm sitting there in my chair. I got the fire going, which by the way, I probably shouldn't be in charge of the fire. But at this point I'm burning just anything that'll burn. I'm throwing pizza boxes in there, just whatever. It's just that I've got this just ungodly roaring fire going. And out of nowhere, I see something out of the corner of my eye on the fence. And it's like I could reach out and touch this thing. And all of a sudden, I turn, and there it is, face to face with me. After like a year and a half absent, there's the raccoon.
Maybe the raccoon said, man, he's loaded. He'll never remember this. Let me go say hi now.
And I'm like, what is happening right now? So now I'm trying to control, because I want to just jump up and run after it and do like a of mice and men, like Lemmy thing, like, come here, be my friend, which will probably lead to it jumping on my face and just biting the hell out of me. So I'm trying to just like keep it together at this point. And by the way, my lady friend, her friends that are over have no idea that I have this obsession with raccoons. So they're like, oh my God, it's a raccoon. And I'm now yelling at them to shut up. I'm getting ready to assault them. I'm like, you don't ruin this for me. Just sit down. No one make any sudden movements. And she's now trying to explain to them that this is like a big deal for me. And so the raccoon starts making its way along the fence line. And I'm like, no, come back. Like, what are you doing? And so now I'm throwing things at the raccoon because I got a piece of pizza in my hand. And it's all I can think of.
So you're like ripping little pieces off?
Yeah.
And I'm like, throw the entire slice?
No, I'm like ripping it in pieces and I'm throwing it at the raccoon, who now just assumes that I'm now just throwing things at it.
Yeah, you're scaring it away.
So it makes its way into the big tree and it just disappears. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, this now I'm heartbroken. But I know that it's in the tree. So what is my response? I go back inside and I come back out with another slice of pizza and just a grip of ham. That was what was left out. I just reached in and grabbed like a giant hunk of ham. And so now I go outside and I begin to just start littering the tree with pizza and ham. I'm just throwing it up into bushes. I'm climbing up on the ladder and strategically placing.
Climbing up on the ladder?
Yeah, I had to go get a ladder.
Boy.
So that I'm strategically placing the sweaty meats and the pizza throughout the tree. And now people are just randomly throwing out, well, I think they like bananas. So now I'm going in and getting bananas, and I'm putting bananas on the branches like you would a hot dog on a roasting stick. And by the way, this tree is in my neighbor's yard.
Also, what time is this at night?
It's about 11:30 at night.
So somewhat, well, they're all sleeping at this point. But if you had non-old neighbors, they'd be looking going, is this guy on drugs?
Yeah.
Like, what is he seeing right now?
I'm terrified.
How much salvia did he just take?
That lady who next door to me, who I do hate, if she would have looked out her window, she would have seen me, three sheets to the wind, on a ladder, yes, placing meats, pizza, and bananas in her tree. Because the tree is on her side. It just, it hangs over into mine. All, and it's, and this, you know, it's a big, you know, 100-150-foot evergreen. It's this massive tree. And so I cut.
So the raccoon could be anywhere.
Yeah. And I've cut down most of the low hanging branches because of the fire pit that's over there. So I'm up in a ladder now placing things. And as I'm placing all of these things, now I'm standing up on the ladder still, I'm placing them. What makes an appearance? But I see its little head coming around the corner. The raccoon is back.
And it's eating your food?
And it's just staring at me.
Oh.
And I'm like, I don't know what to do. I don't know whether to get down off the ladder or not. But I'm like, okay.
Where is it now? Is it still in the tree?
It's still in the tree.
Okay.
It's up on the tree, and it's taking a look at what I have going on.
Your peace offering.
My peace offering. So I'm trying to lure it down with the pizza. And I get off the ladder. It comes down.
By the way, folks out there, don't drink and climb ladders, okay?
Oh, no.
Very dangerous.
It's fantastic.
Not fantastic. Very dangerous.
No.
Good
no,
for
no,
the
no.
story, though.
The raccoon comes down, and I see it grab the pizza, and it drops the pizza. And it's getting, and now the pizza is like right at my feet, and the raccoon is debating whether or not to go down on the ground. I've got this all on video, by the way. I didn't video it because I was way too shaky at this point, but other people are videoing this, and the raccoon comes down to my fence line, and I'm like, oh my God. It's going to come down and it's going to take the pizza from me. So now I grab the pizza off the ground and I'm holding it. And this raccoon is debating whether or not to come down and eat my pizza. And what do I see up in the tree? Two more raccoons. There's three of them.
It's a little family.
There's three of them. And next thing I know, the one raccoon did not come down to take the pizza from me. It decided against it and went back up into the tree. But I sat there. Drunk as can be, And for a good solid 30 minutes, the raccoons just had an absolute field day with the bananas and sweaty meats and pizza that I left throughout the tree. It might have been the greatest 30 minutes of my life.
So you think now they'll come back and expect treats?
This is my hope, but the universe may be screwing with me. So I put this all in the tree. They come down, and I mean, they are so close to me. And there were two or three times where I thought they were going to take it out of my hand. Like I was holding it up, and they never did come close enough because there was plenty of in the tree.
With their cute little paws, and they put it in their mouth. Aww.
And I'm telling you, if you've never seen ham and pizza littered in a tree, it's quite the sight. And it wasn't
like a Christmas tree of food.
Yeah, and it wasn't like I had just like one or two pieces. The entire tree is just loaded, loaded up. That poor lady, if she came out the next morning, is like, what the hell happened to my tree? So they finished eating, and then they just disappeared back up into the tree. And I was like, well, this is the beginning, right? Like this, they're going to come back every single night now because they know that the tree has food. I have gone out every night since to leave offerings, have not seen one since.
So it's been multiple nights.
Multiple nights.
Now,
Sunday.
Did you do any research? How long can raccoons go on one meal? Because you fed them a lot.
I did.
They may not be very hungry.
I did. Like, I think they had a half a pound of ham and probably. And by the way, it was good pizza, too.
If you killed them?
It was pizza shoals. It was not.
That
like,
is the best, in my opinion, in the city.
Yeah, so there those raccoons should
Look
know.
Look at you wasting a pizza shoals on raccoons.
Yeah, the friends that were over, they're like, you realize that's like a $40 pizza. I'm like, you shut the hell up.
This is the only chance I'm ever going to have again.
Little do those people know that I would have kicked them out had they been the ones that shooed away the raccoons. So now I'm very excited that after a year-long hiatus, Operation Best Friend is back in full swing. It's better than ever, but now I'm a little sad that it's been several days and there hasn't been a single sighting. And unfortunately, the meat and the pizza is still in the tree. Because I went back to the old, I'm like, hey, they liked the ham and pizza. It's still sitting up in the tree, which also I think kind of hilarious because if you go into my backyard, you will see a tree that's littered with pizza and ham. And I'm hoping that that's all it is that they're roaming around the neighborhood, but that they will return to the tree. I don't know if they live there. I don't know if this is the same raccoon family that I saw before, if they've moved through. But if that's all I get is that one brief encounter, while it is glorious, it's going to break my heart again. I feel like the universe owes this to me at this point to bring me that close to my best friend and then have it taken away after one night. Because you hear stories from people that like, if you feed them, they'll keep coming back and they know they can get a free meal every single night.
The average raccoon can live for about a week without food or water. So I'd say give yourself until, probably not a week because that would be them starving, but give yourself until like tomorrow or Thursday and see if maybe they return because you fed them a lot.
Yes.
And also they're not used to eating meat. They're more plant-based. They're opportunistic eaters, as the website just told me.
Yeah.
You fed them a lot of meat and you fed them bread and cheese and sauce and whatever topping was on top of it.
That's all I had.
I assume you did not have vegetables on this pizza.
Well, no. How are you supposed to put vegetables into a tree?
Well, I said on the pizza.
No.
Like if there was like an onion or pepper or something on
it. It was
there.
Like a truffle pizza. I did remove.
Ah, yes, truffles.
I did remove the jalapenos.
You gave them the fanciest pizza humanly possible.
I did. And I got rid of the jalapenos because I thought that they would be a little much for their tiny raccoon tummies.
Maybe.
So I was smart. Yeah, like,
give yourself a couple days. Now, I think the problem is that you may have to be drunk again at night to do it. Because they need to think you're not a threat. Because you're just sitting there, like, probably moving around all weird. And they're like, what's this human doing? So you got to get loaded.
So every night I need to get a raging, unsafe bonfire and get wildly drunk.
Yes, and that's the only time they will show up for you. And you have to feed them ham again.
Mm. And pizza shoals.
And a pizza shoals, yes. So
I
stop
just,
by on the way home and pick it up.
I am just so giddy. That I have not even thought about Operation Best Friend in well over a year. Like occasionally we'll be outside and someone will be like, hey, remember when the rat? I'm like, yeah, don't bring it up. It
makes me depressed.
It does. It makes me depressed. And now that I've had this experience, while I'm very excited about the prospect of Operation Best Friend, also feel like this is about to be my greatest heartbreak that I've ever known, because it's so close. Mike, its little paws were reaching out for the pizza slice,
but they never grabbed it.
I was holding it up. It was like 8 inches away. It thought about it, and it couldn't bring itself to trust me to come down and get the pizza. So very close.
I will
say,
I think that if they do not return by Thursday, maybe Friday, I think you did not obtain Operation Best Friend, but you did complete Operation Feed Some Raccoons.
Yes, and that's cool, but this isn't about feeding raccoons. This is about Operation Best Friend and me naming a raccoon, namely the Hamburglar, and having it be my best friend and eventually it hanging out in the hot tub with me.
Well, what'd you name its family then? The Hamburglar is one good name, but what about the other two?
I haven't figured out the others yet. I didn't expect there to be more than one. I was happy with just the one. But now all of a sudden there's at least three in the tree. And that's the other thing is I don't know, because it's such a high up tree.
Do you name the other two Ronald McDonald and Grimace?
Well, Grimace definitely should be one.
Maybe just Ronald.
Ron.
Ron, Grimace, and the Hamburglar.
I'm assuming that one of them is female, right? There's got to be one lady up there.
Well, is Grimace a male name?
I think Grimace is... Yeah, Grimace is a dude, or is Grimace...
Well, Grimace is a thing.
He's a thing. But a Grimace... Yeah, Grimace is a dude.
You can name it Miss Grimace.
Miss Grimace and the Hamburglar?
Yeah.
One of them's going to be Mayor McCheese.
You should name one after ham as well. Not just the Hamburglar, but something like... The King of Ham, something like that.
And the best part is, too, that my dogs were livid because I wouldn't let any of the dogs outside. They were all just sitting at the sliding glass door, just pissed. Because, you know, when we go outside, they like to go out to the fire pit and they lay around the fire. So my dogs currently are a bit miffed at me. And I understand, but I hope the dogs realize that they're this close to being replaced. The raccoon says the word, every one of my dogs gone.
I did pull up the McDonald's characters because I didn't know all of them.
Yeah.
Birdie the early bird is one.
Oh, there you go.
Also, Officer Big Mac. That's a great raccoon name.
Well, there you go. I got Mayor McCheese, Officer Big Mac, and the Hamburglar living in my big evergreen right now.
There you go.
I'm waiting for my neighbor to come by and be like, are you throwing meat into my tree? And be like, I don't know what happened there. It wasn't me.
It was raining meat.
Yes. Some sort of apocalyptic plague.
It was weird. Just over the tree, though. It's very strange.
And speaking of apocalyptic curses and plagues, I got one of those coming up next. Have you seen the scorpion story?
Yes, I have.
That is terrifying. Club 1080 rolls on.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Believe me, I could talk anybody into anything, except women into sex. That's the only thing I can't do.
On 1080, The Fan.
Can I get a hot tub?
We're watching Double Overtime, Syracuse, Indiana. The one thing actually, it's probably not the only thing, but me and Mike both share a love of basketball shorts. There's something great about, like, just laying around in a pair of basketball shorts.
It is my home wear.
Right?
I wear an old t-shirt that doesn't really fit that well anymore and basketball shorts.
I'm a sucker, and I like the game ones. I don't like just the generic ones. I like the ones that, like, that are on-court game shorts.
Yeah.
Or they're, you know, the reproduction of them. And I've long been a fan of Syracuse.
They're usually quite long as well, which gives you a little bit more, like, comfortability, yeah. I think.
It's like the old, like, some people love sweats. I contend, by the way, we're about to go to triple OT here.
Oh, did they foul him? Hey,
is that a block or a charge?
They fouled him.
Oh, my gosh. So 0.8 seconds left, 110-110 in double overtime. Syracuse kids going to the line.
And it's our best free throw shooter. He shoots like 95%.
Yeah, everyone's got their most comfortable thing, and I'm with you. Mine's usually no shirt and just a pair of basketball shorts. And I've long been a fan of the Syracuse look. I think they're great. And I think it's the Boeheim thing that has always stopped me from buying them.
Because you hate Boeheim?
Well, he just seems like such an ass.
Well, if you hate one Boeheim, they now have 3 on the team.
Well, and they're playing Indiana. And I'll also point this out. I love Indiana shorts. Both of those I've looked at like 100 times online and want to buy them because I think they're cool shorts and they're both great programs. But I hate Bob Knight and I hate Boeheim. And I've never been able to pull the trigger. I just, there's something about them. College and old NBA shorts, I'm a big, big fan of.
Did you see who the head coach of Indiana basketball is, by the way?
No.
It's Mike Woodson.
Really?
Yes.
That Mike Woodson?
Yes. Yes.
Where did
I looked up and I was like, is that Mike Woodson? There he is shaking hands with Jimmy over there.
Oh. Well, that's a, I didn't know that. How long has he been the coach in Indiana?
Let's find out.
And what was his path to get there?
This year is his first year.
That's kind of odd.
He has never coached in college before. He was a player at Indiana.
Oh, okay.
He played there from 76 to 80.
And you know what? I think I do remember that. I remember when they hired him, we were all kind of like, what? The last time I remember him being a head coach was with the Knicks.
Yeah, he was an assistant coach in the COVID year at the Knicks, most recently before this. But I looked up, I was like, what is... Oh, okay.
All right, I'm going to squeeze this one in. I will get to Scorpion News tomorrow, but I enjoy this because this is the second one of these that I've seen. This one is slightly different, though, because it involves you again getting massively drunk. This is in Turkey. It was over the weekend. Group of friends were hanging out in the woods. Man became inebriated.
This is how horror movies begin.
Or pornos, right? To be fair.
I suppose.
Yeah. So man gets soused in Turkey with his friends, wanders off, passes out in the woods. You know, it tends to happen. Which, by the way, I am amazed that you can get this drunk. When I tell you the raccoon story, I was clearly overserved. But the idea that you wander off and then you just pass out in the woods, Like, that's a whole different level of drinking. Like, I don't know how much I would have to drink to get to that point, but that seems like a lot.
I don't think I've ever even come close to that level of drunk.
No.
Like, I've been wasted to the point of being blackout, like, once or twice in my life.
Yeah.
But it's never been to the point where I would wander into the woods and pass out.
Yeah. So he just goes...
It's more like, oh, look, there's a couch. Let me fall asleep.
Sure. You know, I may end up on the ground. And again, I may end up with a shirt and possibly my pants off. But I'm not wandering into the scraggly woods.
You mean at Langdon Farms at the Fangolf Classic 4 years ago?
My pants were on. Shirt came off a little bit. And that ground looked quite nice to just kind of lay down. And
I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
Well manicured.
It was. It was a tee box. It was very nice. So he wanders off into the woods. And his friends can't find him. So several hours go by and they're like, oh, crap. Anyone seen this guy? And his name is, they just call him Mr. Mutlu. And so they start to panic. So they call his wife. They start ringing his cell phone. No one can find him. So, of course, guess what happens? They break out the search party. So now a group of people get together and now they're looking for this guy all the next day. And apparently he passed out for the better part of 20 hours.
Whoa.
Dude was gone.
Wow.
So they're searching almost an entire day out in the woods for him. So now the nighttime comes. So he passed out at night. Full day goes by. They're back into the night. They got a big search party. They got volunteers. His wife's out there looking for him. Dude wakes up. He's like, it's what happens when you party with me.
I'm on a roof.
Yeah. Comes wandering back and finds that they're all searching for someone. He sees the search party walking throughout the woods.
Is this is the same story as the woman who was on the tour?
Yeah.
And then started searching for herself.
So he's like, oh my god, someone's missing. So now he's just following around these people thinking that there's some sort of crisis in the woods. He's probably extremely hungover.
Wait. And they didn't recognize that it was him?
No, I guess it's like some of the search party wasn't aware. Like, it wasn't just his friends. There were other people. So he said that he looked for a few minutes and then people started calling out his name.
He's like, yes?
Yes, and that's what he said. He said when members of the search party began calling out his name, he replied, I'm right here. Authorities then took statements before driving him home. It was unclear at this point whether he faced any penalty. This is the second story where someone has been actively involved in the search for themselves.
Yeah, it was one that they were like on a trail.
It was an Asian tourist.
Yes, and she walked off to like go to the bathroom or something.
Yeah,
and came back.
And got lost, and when she came back, she didn't speak the language.
Oh, is that? I thought it was that she came back quickly enough.
No, she came back and didn't speak the language, and so you realized that there was a search party going on, so she just joined in. She had even changed her clothes back at her car, joined in the search party. It wasn't until they started putting up flyers with her photo on it, she was like, yeah, that's me. I just love that this guy, they called out his name. They're like, Dave, yeah, I'm right here. Dave, what the hell are you doing? What are you doing? We're looking for you. I've been right here.
Yeah, why are you looking for me? I'm fine. I just took a little 20-hour nap, and I'm good to go. Can someone find me a nice, delicious breakfast sandwich to help this hangover?
And then you get driven home by the cops. By the way, how embarrassing is that?
What's the you can't have a penalty for that. You passed out and your friends are looking for you and they found you. Cool.
That may be that you need to go to some meetings. If you get that drunk with your friends in the woods, maybe, just maybe, it's time to tone it back a notch.
Maybe they pushed them. Maybe they're like, hey, I have another one. Hey, I have another one. And at a certain point, you're not saying no to that.
I wonder if the police are madder at that point, or if they're just shaking their heads like, dumbass.
Yeah, how does it even work in Turkey?
No, I bet your wife's pretty pissed, though.
Yeah, probably.
When we come back, John mails it in with us.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245.
Kind of this is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
What's going on, big fella?
Listen, I have a story to tell you, but before I do, I would just like to renew my objection again that the amount of effort your station takes to keep me off the air and gloating about the Apple Cup is ridiculous.
Yeah, that is true. You know, hey, man, we got Ducks basketball.
No shows, you're off early. Look, nobody wants to listen to the Ducks play basketball. They want me to talk about how we obliterated the stupid Huskies last week. It was fantastic.
You going to do that like one out of every 9 years?
You know what? All that matters is this year.
You in Michigan, right? You're forgetting about the decade past. It only matters right now.
Listen, I don't remember what happened 4 days ago. So this year is what matters. 9 years. Who can really say what happened? If we learned anything from Trump, if we just refused to acknowledge the truth, it didn't happen.
Look, I like where you're going with this, and I thought the Apple Cup was fantastic. Go Cougs.
Yes, go Cougs. So you guys were talking about the missing people that didn't know they were missing?
Yeah.
So in 2007, I made a trip to New York City, the big city.
Yeah.
And we were there. I was there with my wife and some friends, and we did one of those sightseeing double-decker tour buses. You ever been on one of those?
Oh, yeah, I've done one of those, like in San Francisco and like London. Yeah, I've done those.
Yeah, pretty cool. You get on the bus,
sure.
And they drive you around, and they show you, hey, there's the Brooklyn Bridge, and there's, you know, this. We saw Rucker Park and the Empire State Building. Drove us all around New York to the big sites. It was cool. So at one point, we stop. I think it was under the Brooklyn. There's a spot under, like, the Brooklyn Bridge down on the river. And you get out, and you can go take pictures. It's kind of a cool area, take pictures and do whatever. So we stop there on the bus tour, and we get out, and everybody – and there's maybe, like, 50 or 60 people on the bus. I don't know, right? However many people are on – tourists are on the bus.
Sure.
And we're out there for – the guy's like, we'll be here for, like, 25 minutes, take pictures, do whatever you do. So we get on the bus when we're all done, and we leave. And we get to wherever we're going next, and the tour guide's like, oh, my gosh, like, we don't have everybody. We're missing some lady. And I don't know how they figured that out, but a lady didn't get back on the bus. So we turn around, and we go back to this spot on the Brooklyn Bridge. And we get out, and everybody's milling around again. And, like, they're calling in for assistance, and they're looking. We got a missing person. Like, we don't know where she is.
Hey, you got some poor tourist lost in Brooklyn. You can't allow this.
No, and it's like it's a cool little area, but it is nighttime in Brooklyn down by the river. They're like,
yeah.
if the movies have taught me anything, like, that's where the Sopranos are. they're down there whacking people. So, and like the lady's husband is like worried, like, where did she go? And we don't know. And so we're down there for like 45, and they've called in reinforcements. Like, the tour president guy shows up, and they're looking for her, and they're doing the whole thing. And eventually, they're like, well, like, I don't, like, what do we do? Like, and they were foreign tourists. They were like, they didn't speak English. I don't remember where they were from. And we're there for like 40 minutes. Everybody's panicking. Nobody can find the lady. It's a whole thing. So they're like, look, we got to go. Like, we'll figure it out. So we all get back on the bus. Guess who's sitting in the back of the bus?
She's been there the whole time?
No, we did leave her, but she, like, went to the bathroom. She wanted us to go to the bathroom. And when she came out, we were gone. So she was looking around, and then she eventually came back and saw the bus had come back. But everybody was off of it looking for her. So she just got back on the bus and sat there. So the whole time we were out looking for this lady, she's just sitting on the bus wondering why we're all out looking around.
I love stories like this. Hey, what are you doing? Looking for you. I'm right here.
She was on the bus the whole time.
All right, man. We got to go. We'll catch up with you. Actually, we won't catch up with you tomorrow. We got a short show, but we'll catch up with you on Thursday.
You're silencing me again. Go Cougs.
Go Cougs. We got to go.
Ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.